It was Sally's 18th birthday, and my friends and I were celebrating at the beach bar. Everyone was doing shots, but I was getting bored. I needed to get out. I needed a quiet moment. I needed a smoke. It was a starry night, beautiful night, and I walked across the street to the beach wall. It was a strange piece of art, shoulder high, made of river stone and sculpted faces. I enjoyed the quiet there. No one around to complain about my smoking. I pulled one out and lit it up. "Hey, buddy, you want to share that smoke?" I heard a raspy voice call out. I almost dropped my lighter in surprise. I looked around, but I didn't see anyone. Thinking it must have been the alcohol, I relaxed, leaned against the wall, and took a deep drag.
"Well, buddy, you going to share or what?"
"Who are you?" I slurred. "Where are you?" I added as I looked behind the wall.
"Well, Einstein," he continued, "did you bring any beer with you? We're pretty dry here." "Well, everyone except old Greeny over there, he's never dry. He's always pissing his pants."
This time I could trace the voice to just beside my elbow. Now I was sure I'd drunk too much. I was hearing voices.
"Look, if you're going to join us, you need to share," he rasped again.
I was about to back away when another voice further down called out,
"Don't let Big Lips rile you. He doesn't have any manners, and he's always mooching from everybody. He never brings anything here himself."
"Well, as if I could, Greeny. If you haven't noticed, I'm stuck to the wall just like you." "Hey, Howlface, don't you start crying again," taunted Big Lips.
"He wouldn't cry if you didn't always bully him," retorted Greeny. "And if this young man gave you something," Greeny continued, "you wouldn't share. You never share."
"Hey, why should I share with users like you?" Big Lips countered. "I'm doing mankind a favor by protecting the quality of the gene pool."
"You think you're something," Greeny chuckled at Big Lips' retort. "But Pink Floyd was right. You're just another prick in the wall."